Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dakota Digest. I'm Nate Weck, and thanks for joining me. Here's the top programming and news of South Dakota Public Broadcasting for the week ending April 15th. A grand jury has indicted three people for felony crimes related to a Native American education program. State leaders say people within Gear Up and Mid-Central Education Cooperative used the programs to steal more than $1 million. Two of them died in a murder-suicide in September. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, authorities announced charges against three other leaders last month.
A Charles Mix County grand jury charges former Mid-Central Education Cooperative Director Dan Gerke with six felony counts of falsification of evidence and conspiracy. The panel charges former Gear Up leader Stacy Phelps with four felony counts of falsification of evidence and conspiracy. Officials say they altered contracts to protect against audits. Dana Hanna is an attorney who represents Phelps.
Stacy Phelps will enter a plea of not guilty to these charges, and we look forward to proving his innocence in a court of law.
Former Mid-Central Assistant Business Manager Stephanie Hubers faces three felony theft charges and alternate charges of receiving stolen property. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says the grand jury process ensures community members have an opportunity to hear witnesses and evidence to decide whether a case should move forward.
As Attorney General, I am working on making sure there is a fair trial, that the individuals involved in any wrongdoing are held accountable, and that the public's trust in state programs is restored.
Jackley says everyone charged is innocent until proven guilty.
Two volunteers who made racially charged comments at a youth wrestling tournament in Aberdeen are no longer allowed to work future amateur athletic union events. The comments were captured on a video stream during one of the matches. SDPB's Jennifer Jones has more.
Bob Johnson is the national chairman of the AAU wrestling program. He says the two volunteers were making racially derogatory comments about a six-year-old Native American wrestler. Johnson says he was horrified by the remarks. He says it was an isolated incident.
I mean, there were 2,500, at least 2,500 matches wrestled in those 2 days, all with the same clocks, the same stuff. So we had 25 different stations going. I'm guessing we had well over 100 Native American kids in the tournament, and it didn't happen anywhere else.
NSU head wrestling coach Rocky Burkett says the incident is being used as an educational opportunity. He says a panel of people from diverse backgrounds will facilitate a discussion with the two volunteers about the language used in the video.
South Dakota's largest cities are embarking on wastewater projects to account for reliability, growth, and regulations. The city of Sioux Falls is putting $35 million into two major sanitary sewer projects, and officials say it should last nearly a century. Rapid City leaders say their community needs $62 million for system upgrades. SDPB's Keely Boltina reports.
Pumps churn at a construction site in northeastern Sioux Falls. Crews are working to lower the water table so they can bury large pipe for more than 2 miles. The diameter of the new pressure pipe is 3.5 feet. Principal Engineer Ryan Johnson says this tube supplements a smaller line that now forces 90% of the city's wastewater to the treatment plant.
We wanted to have an additional pipe to handle that capacity, but also provided a redundant link from the pump station to water reclamation in the event of a failure.
Another phase of sanitary sewer upgrades includes replacing pipe from the 1980s with bigger, corrosion-resistant materials. Mark Cotter is director of Sioux Falls Public Works.
If you look at from the area near the spillway, it'll be a large 72-inch diameter gravity sewer pipe that's nearly 2 miles in length that will replace an aged 66-inch pipe.
Cotter says Sioux Falls Public Works is borrowing from the state of South Dakota at a low interest rate to pay back over 10 years. Money for the system upgrades comes from payments people make as part of their monthly water bills. Rapid City Water Superintendent Dave Van Cleve says leaders want to study rates in their town to figure out how much upgrades there will cost citizens. He says the approved plan includes updates that look ahead 20 years and total $62 million. Van Cleve says officials are working on a master plan for repairing, replacing, and expanding the sanitary sewer system in Rapid City.
Former University of South Dakota women's basketball coach Amy Williams went through formal introductions at her new job this week. Williams is the new head coach at the University of Nebraska. SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt has more.
Williams wore the University of Nebraska's red and white to her introductory press conference in Lincoln. She thanked university administrators at both Nebraska and USD. Williams also introduced her parents, who drove to Lincoln from their home in Spearfish for the event.
They're both educators. I grew up on the sidelines at my dad's practices, learned pretty much everything I know about the game of basketball from him, and I'm so grateful for all of those experiences, except for the day that you kicked me out of practice.
Williams says she also met with the USD team to let them know she accepted the opportunity in Nebraska.
I'm so fortunate and blessed to have coached extremely quality young women of great character. And while that's a difficult transition for any student athlete, they were incredibly supportive and understanding of the opportunity in front of me. And just really excited for me and Lloyd and our family.
Williams, her husband Lloyd, and their two daughters spent 4 years in Vermilion. Amy Williams won 94 games with the Coyotes and ended the season with the Women's National Invitation Tournament Championship.
Students from two Pine Ridge Reservation schools are taking part in a film project aimed at exploring and preserving Lakota storytelling as a sacred form of communication. SDPB's Jim Kent tells the story.
Lakota elders have used oral tradition or storytelling to pass on the history and culture of their people for thousands of years. With support from the Better Way Foundation and the Indian Mission School Network, fourth graders from the Red Cloud and Our Lady of Lourdes schools launched the Our Community Story project. Audrey Jacobs is the project's coordinator. She says the goal of the cross-generational assignment is for the students to use video interviews, visual art, and music to tell their community story.
The students are interviewing various members of their community, artists, people who have various different professions, and especially the elders. And they are collecting these stories and asking questions that are their own questions and collecting that information. And we're just about to launch into the script writing aspect of the movie making process.
A short film exploring the history that exists on the Pine Ridge Reservation, called Life Then and Now, is intended as the end result of the Our Community Story project. The fourth grade students taking part will edit the film themselves with minimal supervision from Jacobs. A screening is tentatively planned for early May.
Throughout the month of April, organizations across the state are promoting sexual assault awareness. SDPB's Aaron Myros has more.
Mary Corbine is the director of Working Against Violence Incorporated, or WAVI, in Rapid City. In 2015, WAVI assisted almost 2,000 victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Corbine says the call for services WAVI provides has increased significantly in the last year.
In Pennington County, Rapid City, the FBI has said that we have the highest per capita rate of rape in the country, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's that people are reporting that we do have a network of task force that work together to support victims and hold offenders accountable. So have us tagged with that stigma is not necessarily a bad thing. It's that people, even though it's the most underreported crime, people are reporting.
Officials in Sioux Falls are also seeing an increase in people coming forward seeking help. Michelle Margraf is the director of the Compass Center. She says because violence against women is so common, it is likely that everyone knows someone who has been a victim.
Something I always like to tell people is just be aware of that and understanding that someone might be having problems right now in their lives that you don't know about, and always be open and aware and making sure that people feel welcome to talk to you. Sometimes it's as much as you hear the neighbors next door are always fighting, and maybe it's talking to either the woman or the man and saying, hey, you know, it sounds like it's a tough time right now. If you ever want somebody to talk to, I'm always there and open and ready to listen to you.
Events throughout the state this month include a reception in Sioux Falls featuring artwork by survivors and a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes campaign.
Jack Roosevelt Robinson rose from humble origins to cross baseball's color line and become one of the most beloved men in America. A fierce integrationist, Robinson used his immense fame to speak out against the discrimination he saw on and off the field, angering fans, the press, and even teammates who had once celebrated him for turning the other cheek. If you missed the Ken Burns, Jackie Robinson special this week on SDPB-TV, you can still watch it online. Just visit sdpb.org. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Dakota Digest. If you'd like to see additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting or view more radio news stories, just visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our accounts on Twitter. Our handles are at SODACPB, at SDPB News, at SDPB, and at SDPB Sports. I'm Nate Weck for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Have a great weekend, everyone.